Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing Podcast. I realized today we've sent out our Authoritas newsletter for this month, and we're working on December, so that'll be coming out shortly. But, you know, in looking at the list, most of the people that are on my email list are probably not getting Authoritas. Now, this is not a pitch to sell it to you. It's actually something better. I'm going to be giving you some of the information that's in this newsletter. Some people are paying for it. I highly encourage you to look into it and determine if it's something that you want to do as well. Why? Each month now, not only do we have a number of helpful articles that talk about various aspects of what's going on with our clients, what's working, what's not, especially during this year of the coronavirus, but we actually now have a research team. So each month, our research team goes and looks at 33 to 35 different sources, Clio, American Lawyers Quarterly, various news, Twitter, Facebook, etc., and speaking to many attorneys across the country in different niches and different metros and saying, hey, what's working for you now during this month? What troubles are you seeing? What do you see ahead, etc.? And we're doing this for all the major practice areas that we focus on. We tend to work with a lot of criminal defense. That includes DUI, domestic violence, etc., a lot of personal injury, and of course, the focus there is more auto accidents, bankruptcy, family law, estate planning, and real estate slash business. These are really the main areas that we tend to get clients in. Yes, we can handle other areas, but these are typical. I'm doing an interview for Tracy that works with me, that runs Jacobs & Whitehall. We're doing an interview of an attorney, an in-depth one on what's working now. These are obviously successful people that are thriving during the coronavirus. So that's included. Again, a number of articles on what's happening now with marketing, new tactics, new strategies. And now we've added this research piece. So all this comes in this in our monthly newsletter called Authoritas. I'm proud of the publication. It's got a lot of great info. So why do I tell you all this? I decided that, again, for people that are not yet subscribers, I'm going to start sharing some of the research that we have because everyone needs it. I want all the attorneys on my list to prosper. And even though, again, some of you have not subscribed, that's okay. I've got to help you out. It's my mission. I've taken this burden upon myself. That's why I've been in this business for 11 years, and I worked with thousands of attorneys. I value what you guys and gals do. It's incredibly important for our country. So that's why I'm going to be sharing some of the research in a series of podcasts. So I'm going to talk about bankruptcy today. Now, if you're not in bankruptcy, please do not stop listening. This affects you. People that have trouble with bankruptcy tend to have marital problems. They tend to have divorces and domestic violence and things like that. So those two practice areas overlap. People that may be accused of a crime and have to go to jail, their family may unfortunately fall apart financially, again, leading to bankruptcy. You know, it amps up the stress. It may get people to commit a crime. So bankruptcy, you may think it's an isolated practice area, but it really touches a lot of other practice areas. You know, what if you're personal injury? And because of the financial situation, people can't afford car insurance, and they're just risking it to get around, you know? That could affect your case, your client's ability to retrieve money and a settlement, you know, if they get into an accident with someone like this. So it doesn't matter what your practice area is. Listen in. And as I go through each practice area, I want you to think the same way. You can always learn stuff from other attorneys and other practice areas. Some of you may have to go into other practice areas to survive. A quick tidbit here for anyone in criminal defense. If you focused on DUI, you know the deal, especially if you're in certain states. There's not a lot of DUI right now, and there's no jury trials. So you may have to switch to domestic violence, which unfortunately has been on the rise tremendously due to the in-home stress and lockdowns and everything with people. So the legal sphere is very fluid this year. There's going to be big winners and big losers. You got to put yourself in the driver's seat here. You got to know what's going on. You need to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening nationally, not just in your state, not just in your practice area. And that's the whole goal of the Authoritas publication. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing. I'm continuing with talking about the research that we've been doing now on a monthly basis as part of our Authoritas newsletter. Today, I'm going to talk about family law and how that's been impacted. This is for November 2020. And as you know, well, of course you know about the coronavirus this year. It's turned the whole legal world inside out, upside down. It's a mess. If you don't do family law, as I will say in every podcast, listen in anyway. All areas of law interact. Family law problem. Someone's getting a divorce. Well, bankruptcy is not far behind. Unfortunately, in some cases, domestic violence and criminal problems may be coming. Out of desperation, out of anger, out of being cooped up, whatever it is. Let's see. Auto accidents. An auto accident may lead to a family law problem. An auto accident may lead to an estate problem, an estate planning problem. It may interact again with family law. So all these things interact. Please, if you're in a given practice area, don't just keep the blinders on and think all you have to worry about is your practice area. Because with the economy, like I said, in the blender this year, there's a lot of fluidity in the legal sphere. A lot of attorneys are having to take on other practice areas to survive. Their clients are coming to them and saying, I need help with X, and it's not in their normal practice area, and they'd be fools to turn that business away. So now is the time to make alliances, refer business, get referrals, reach out to your community, etc., as I mentioned before. So family law, what is happening? So American Bar and Law.com, a bunch of other research sources, and we're using 30 to 35 different sources now each month to do this. They're talking about alternate dispute resolution has become extremely popular because going to court now and battling stuff out in terms of family law in the court is either not allowed to happen or it's been constrained quite a bit. And as I'm sure you know, being a family law attorney, if you are or if you're not, it's really better to have everyone in the same room, whatever the dispute is. Disputes get resolved much faster. You don't have to go away and, you know, give the offer to the other party and wait days, weeks, however long to get the answer back. But that's not happening. Zoom is not a very good proxy for it. So people are turning less to the courts and they're doing a lot more alternative dispute resolution. Arbitration some, but really more mediation, as you know, in family law going on. So that's very interesting how that's going to affect your practice, how that's going to affect how you instruct your clients that they should proceed and the results that they can get. That's your purview because you're the family law attorney or you're the attorney in general. But that's changing things. It may change the fees that you can command. If people have the money or don't have the money, it may change the whole situation. So I want you to put that in your brain and think about that. Are you seeing that? Are other attorneys telling you they're seeing it? You know, what are you seeing that's different in your practice area, whether it's family law or not? And how does that affect your client? Another thing we're seeing from the research is that spousal maintenance or alimony, child support, etc., when they're being set up, right up front with modification provisions because, you know, not right now, it's people can lose their job in 2 seconds if there's a new lockdown or the employer shuts down, which a lot of them are doing. So they're using a lot more creativity in orders, again, for, you know, alimony, spousal maintenance, child support, etc., allowing them to be modified as needed because the economy is changing. Some people are doing lump sums instead of monthly or on an ongoing basis. This may be a benefit to clients because the person that would be receiving the money, they may be more desperate or they may think, so-and-so, my spouse, had a job. That job could be kicked out from under them at any time. I better take a lump sum, whatever I can get, and get out of here while the getting's good. So this may be a very good tactic on behalf of your client, if you're doing family law, to help negotiation. Same thing goes for personal injury and other areas too. But this is what's going on, at least in family law. And as you know, unfortunately, because of the pressure cooker situation of people being locked at home with each other, that may not have spent much time before. Family law is booming. Doesn't mean you should ignore this research. Doesn't mean everything's fine. You should just ride the wave and enjoy the new retainers. Because this could be pulled out from under you at any time, or it could change. So I highly encourage you to up your game, even though this may be a fantastic time for you. It may or may not. Just depends. But you want to look at these things. So this is part of the research that we generate now every month for our Authoritas publication. I'm proud of it. I think we do a phenomenal job. We do a lot of great information now is packed into every month's issue. It's up to about 30 pages of great info. It's research like this every month in our primary practice areas, which are family law, bankruptcy, criminal defense, you know, including DUI, estate planning, real estate, and business, and bankruptcy. So we research those areas, and we give this to you. I'm going to be doing it on podcasts and in Authoritas itself. We also have an interview that myself or Tracy will do with an attorney that's doing really well during this coronavirus situation, and you want to learn from them. And we also have a lot of helpful articles on, you know, what's the latest and greatest, what's going on with Twitter advertising and Instagram and Facebook and, you know, SEO and all this stuff. So it's a great publication. I'm proud of it. I have no bones about it that it will make you, and it'll save you, make you, and help your practice unbelievably if you read it and subscribe to it. So it's cheap. It's like $200 for the year. It's nothing, you know, for 12 issues of just great info. So I highly encourage you to check it out. You can do so by going to speakeasymarketinginc.com, Inc is INC, call 888-225-8594, or email us support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.